Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
But we get it, right? In the beginning, God created the heaven and earth. My question, Apostle, was, who was that? Now, I know you know now. I didn't want you to say that, because somebody don't know that. Get him out of here. No. Somebody always gonna tell. But no, what we need to understand, right? Jesus, that in the beginning God created, that was Jesus. So when these religions say, you know, our religion was thousands of years before Christianity, well, we ain't talking about Christianity here, because that's a religion too. We're talking kingdom. We're talking creation. We're talking about the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Colossians 1:16 says, nothing was created that was not created by him. Everything created was created by him, and it consists in him. That's Jesus. Ah, that sheds a whole lot more light on who it is we are serving. He's not in the manger anymore. So you don't expire with age. You ignite with time. Psalm 103 verse 5 says, who satisfies your mouth with good things, so your youth is renewed like the eagle. Remember the eagle? Come on, tell somebody, I'm getting younger. How do I know? My joy level is increasing. It's becoming more childlike. I can laugh more. See, if you hold on to bitterness and resentment and unforgiveness and all that stuff will eat away at the fabric of your joy, of the authentic you. But when you are able to let go of all that stuff, joy comes. And that joy, the joy of the Lord, is your strength. And if you got strength, that means you ain't getting older. And it's new every morning. He'll give you the strength you need for whatever task you have. And sometimes even supernatural strength. He renews our youth like the eagle. I believe it's Ephesians 4 and 32. Get that up for me. I think that's Ephesians 4, 32. No, that's not it. 4:23. That's not it. Forget it. I'm just gonna quote the verse. There it is. Oh, I was right. Y'all messing with me back there, huh? Okay. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. What does that mean? I've told y'all this before. What does it mean? It means to think young. Stop thinking old and dusty. Child, please. I understand all that, but think young. Because your spirit, that eternal part of your spirit is causing you to go backward. Not foolishness and childishness, but youthfulness. As you do that, your joy level starts to rise. And the joy of the Lord is your strength. When you have joy, you got strength. Amen. I said, when you have joy, you have strength. So watch those joy stealers. This is a spiritual reality. Your youth is renewed, your energy is replenished, and your passion is rekindled. This is ours daily. This is for us daily. Sometimes you have to press into it. Enemy wants to distract you, disrupt you, disturb you. So you guard your heart. You're not operating on natural strength, but on divine renewal. This is ours. God doesn't just show up on Sundays. Oh, he'll ride with you in your car. He'll be with you at your job. He's with you all the time. Accessible. We have access to the Father by Holy Spirit all the time. The world chases outward youth, you know, cosmetics, and nothing wrong with that. But the church or the chosen receive inward youth. When your spirit starts to rule, it will indeed affect this temple. Amen. And it'll affect your mind. It'll affect your relationships. It'll affect your environment and your atmosphere. Amen. I'm going to say this about Joshua, then we're going to get into this message. I got time. You know, it says that Joshua was old and stricken in years. Have you read that? I don't have that verse in front of me, but it's here. Joshua was old and stricken, but yet there was much land that hadn't been taken. So even in that old and stricken, Joshua did take the land. Don't get it twisted. That wasn't what determined his outcome or his destiny. Old and stricken. That's the natural way of looking at things. God said, no, there's more land to be taken. He was able to take, and the word ends up saying that everything that God promised him, God fulfilled it. Amen. So don't get it twisted. Don't look over at that. Look over to the one we serve. The enemy wants you to think your best days are behind you. Think time's run out on you. If God's given you a vision, time cannot kill it. Anything happening in time cannot kill it. If God has spoken a word over your life, then the passing of years only proves the faithfulness of God. Abraham, Sarah will have a baby. At the time I visit, she'll have a child. They messed up. We know the story well. They thought, well, you know, she's never had a child. God must mean Hagar. And, you know, go in while, you know, you're still functioning. So Sarah gave Hagar Abraham, and he went in, and Ishmael, right? Afterwards, God didn't speak to him. I'll say they grieved Holy Spirit. They grieved God. 13 years. 13 years, God didn't speak. And I believe in the process of time, God allowed what they had created to eat away at their disobedience. You understand? Sometimes God will allow you. Remember, the Lord let Lazarus, he found out Lazarus was sick, but he didn't move. Because some things in you have to die. Yes. Not you, but some things in you. So Lazarus, see, God had something greater for Lazarus. So Lazarus had to die. Understand what I mean? Now, he died physically and the Lord resurrected him. When God has something greater for you, something has to die. Always before honor is humility. So don't get it twisted. Tell somebody, stay in rank. Keep rank. Don't say, well, I thought God said this. I thought God made me this, and I see this. No. Tell somebody, keep in rank. Stay in rank. If God told you that's who you are, that's who you are when you're going through. That's who you are when it doesn't look like anything's happening. That's who you are when everybody turned their back on you. That's who you are when you don't feel like that's who you are. If God said it, that's who you are, because the other side of that is something else. But he's looking for those who will keep rank. That won't throw in the towel. That won't give up midstream. Won't jump ship when the going gets tough. Peter in the boat. We always glorify Peter, right? He got out of the boat. Well, he got out of the assignment. What was the mandate? Get into the boat and go to the other side. Didn't say get out the boat. But like some of us, we want to see what's outside the boat. We see the Lord. Lord, if that's you, you out there bid me to come too. He kind of handcuffed the Lord. I can't see the Lord saying not come. He said come. I already know what you're going to do, but come. Peter steps out the boat, and we know the story. Takes a couple steps, looks around, begins to sink. The Lord let him go down about 3 times. Let him get baptized.
Have you heard the call to rise higher, to push past empty religion and into the true grace of God? The Rise of the Remnant by Apostle Trevor Banks Sr. is a powerful new book that shows you how to grow deeper in faith, overcome obstacles, and live as the authentic you. Don't stay stuck on the surface. God is calling you higher and deeper. Apostle Trevor Banks, The Rise of the Remnant, available now wherever books are sold.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Hi there, this is John Nelson with FamiliesRecover.org. We offer hope and support for families being torn apart by addiction, enabling healthy decision-making that leads to a productive and meaningful lives. You can reach us at 772-285-5828.